Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave McCarty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Derek Parks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim DeShays. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Chris Sabo. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 7th. The DH, Lonnie Smith. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knoblauch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rabulet hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munoz for the out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty juggles the ball. That's an error on McCarty. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabiulet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabiulet is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabiulet hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiulet fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a pop-up towards right. Sabo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sabo. Munoz moves to second. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parks takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sabo moves to second. Two outs. Dave Stevens now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a line drive towards third. Rabule reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sabo, who is chasing the ball. Winfield reaches third base with a triple. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parks strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett bunts towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Hammonds moves to second. One out. Larry Cajun now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Carl Willis now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hammonds moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sabo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Anderson scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rabiule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Rabiule reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabiule moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voigt. Mack reaches second base with a double. Rabiule scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 9-5, Orioles. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Puckett scores. It's 9-6, Orioles. Alex Cole pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Jim Poole now pitching. Scott Laos pinch hits for Alex Cole. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Laos now playing third base. Jeff Rabiule now playing right field. Kirby Puckett now playing center field. Shane Mack now playing left. Filani Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 10-6, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a pop-up into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Voigt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Voigt reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. It's 11-6, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Guthrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarty is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.